Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye.
We were actually at a wedding this weekend, weren't we? Let's tell the dear listeners all about it.
Yeah, it was a cracking wedding. Congrats to our friend Dan and Verity. Beautiful couple.
Yeah, I am.
Absolutely beautiful couple.
Oh, beautiful couple. You know how fantastic it was.
Oh, just two souls become one. It's beautiful, it is. It was good laughter.
It was good. Being in the presence of true love.
Yeah.
And also and a lot of good food, a lot of good booze.
Yeah.
Nothing to complain about, really.
Yeah. Some highlights for me were I ate three monstrously big donuts when I was absolutely smashed. And I saw a photo of myself. My dicky bow was untethered. My suit jacket long gone. Half my shirt untucked. And I just there scoffing. Do you have anything to say to the bride and groom? Oh, delicious donuts.
Donuts made it onto my little highlight thing on my video as well. I was fucking banging on about the donuts. They were banging.
Just to
think about the tie, I came back to the room way later than Amy, right? And she said she was awoken by me absolutely fussing with my my dicky bow. I could not get the very simple mechanism. It's just one clasp, like, sort of thing. I just could not get it off. I was going,
well,
I just could not fucking wrestle it off my neck.
I'm the opposite. I couldn't get mine on. It kept fucking flipping off. And it drooped down like a little sorry little dinkle, like a little Wilbert. Going, ooh, hello, I'm not up for the chat.
This never happens to me. This never happens.
Another highlight for me was the bar closed right crazily early, like 10:30 maybe. So they were like, you know, get your few orders in now. So we stockpiled.
Which we were undeterred.
Yeah, so we stockpiled. I bought three rum and cokes, and we had been on the booze all day. And you bought a bottle of wine, which you fucking guarded with your life, like it was your newborn baby. When we all drank
like
ours,
the fucking fucking sphinx there. Just fucking, no one gets past me.
We were sniffing around. When we finished our drinks, like, mum, off a big bottle of wine you got there, catchy. You know, any chance of a?
Well, see, I wasn't having your what's the word, ill preparedness be rewarded by I got a bottle of wine because I knew I wanted lots of booze. You got your three rums and you bloody guzzled them.
Greedy boy, aren't you? Greedy little boy.
And then your fucking little snout was sniffing closer and closer towards my lovely chilled wine, and I was like, fucking back off.
Show, is it?
Stop looking for fucking truffles. Oh, what's that then?
Echo Falls is it, drive? Let's have a little sniff of that then.
Do you remember towards the end of that as well, where it was like the last up after like most people gone to bed? You were like, oh, go on, should we just grab something from the bar? Because the bar had been left unprotected.
Yeah.
And yeah, you were going, go on, do it. And I was going, oh, should we? And we kept going back and forth going, yeah, well, why don't you do it? No, you do it.
It was like Mission Impossible style, because they were staff still walking around, and I already asked every member of the staff, please, can we get one more drink? And they were like, oh, we can't, sorry, we can't. And I was like, well, what happens if I drop a £50 note here and I just reach over? And I don't say anything, you don't say anything, we're ships in the night. I don't have 50 quid on me. I didn't have a note at all to give, so I just give these false promises.
I couldn't even back your bribe up.
No, but we did try and bribe every single member of staff I saw. And then I was like, fuck it, they're not here, we'll just go take it. And we're like, there's no cameras, there's a camera right there. It's like, oh fuck yeah. But then we're like, what are they
exactly where the alcohol's fucking left. What
are they gonna do?
Seeing our little grubby mitts in there,
charge us. That's the whole point, we wanted them to charge us, we wanted to pay full price, but they wouldn't let us. But then I remember we were up there till about 1:30, and then my partner was like, please don't fucking steal. I was like, all right. And in a real weird act of out of characteristicness, for very out of character for me, My partner's like, can you just come to bed now? I was like, yeah, all right then. And usually I'm like, no, I want to keep the party going for as long as I can. But I was like, yeah, do you know what? I've had my three donuts. And also, I told the crew, because there was like a barbecue there, and I was like, I couldn't trouble you for a little burger, could I? And he was like, mate, it's like 1 a.m. It's like long gone. I was like, oh, okay. And then about 10 minutes later, he was cleaning up there, and he came back with a burger in a burger box. They made like takeaways. The caterers made these like takeaway things in these stunning little boxes.
I completely missed the fucking Barbie bit.
You were next to me when Dan gave it to me, and I put it under my chair so none of you other vultures could see it. And it's in this little takeaway box. And I went up to my room, and I was like, I passed out so quickly, just left it like one little nibble in there. And then when I woke up, my partner was so poorly. She was just like throwing up all morning.
Oh yeah, we saw you both the next day, didn't we? On sort of everyone on making their way slowly to their cars. Yeah, everyone was just like, "How are you feeling?" And it was just, yeah, we were pretty rough. And then me and Amy had a bloody flat tire, and I was like, "I just want to get home. I just want to get home and like just curl up." And it was like, "Oh no, now you got to wait and fucking try and change the tire, and then let's go to fucking Quick Fit and Pont a bloody Prieve."
You should have just set fire to the car. Call the insurance.
We got third party fire and theft, don't we?
Just fucking petrol bomb it and be done.
Thing I didn't tell you about as well was when we stayed up, because you went to bed, and then me and Andy had our bottles of wine to finish. And there was a couple of I think the bridesmaids were up there. Oh yeah, and one of them, I don't know how she was so learned in her history as we are, but she mentioned something. I can't remember how we got onto this, but she said that the Celts were like the most useless part of British history.
What?
And you can just imagine the sort of the reaction that was given from me after fucking half a bottle of wine on top of everything I've been drinking all day. I was like, I flat out disagree with you. I was like, do you have any idea what Caradog? Yes, so should I tell about the Silurians? Right, put these headphones in, listen to this podcast episode now.